This has been quite the journey for kids. Parents should really celebrate the fact that they made it to this day. Dr. Chris, tell us about this lesson.
Day 10 is the final day for the kids on the adventure. However, we want to stress that for your child, this probably is not the end. Repetition is a key to overcoming anxiety. We hope that they will like this series enough to listen to it again on their own, as many times as needed. There is a lot of material in this series, and they will probably get some more out of it the second time around. Even if they think they've got it, encourage them to listen to it again. We open up this day in a thoughtful and peaceful fashion. We are modeling how important it is to do things to create calm and peace, such as turn off all stimulation and enjoy just being calm. It can be hard to do this at first, but encourage them to practice chilling out, to calm their mind and body.
We reinforce the power of hope and choice in how you think about what is happening in life. We also address a very complex idea called neuroplasticity. We, of course, make it child-friendly. Neuroplasticity is this amazing capacity in our brains to change on a cellular level. What we're saying is that the organ called your brain actually can be rewired. Your child is not biologically locked into being anxious. They can literally change their own brains as they change their thinking, feelings, and actions. This is a profound cause for hope.
We discuss another technique for facing fear by imagining the worst that could happen. This is a combination of addressing wacky thoughts and exposure to the imagined fear. We also discuss medications through an interaction with one of the campers, Matt. This is, of course, up to you and your physician, but if you decide that medication would be appropriate for your child, we want to ease some of their concerns and offer some explanation of how medications work. We encourage them to work with you and not resist treatment.
We wrap up with a ceremony that symbolizes letting go of fear and celebrating progress. We don't want to convey that everyone has a perfect happy ending and so imply that anyone listening who's still struggling is somehow really messed up. Please help us reinforce that to your child if they continue to struggle. Anxiety is complicated, but it can be overcome. Strengthen their hope and your own.
I so appreciate those comments, Dr. David. Some kids will have made tremendous progress during this program and may be completely free from their fears. Others, however, may need to hear it again, one or two more times, so that it becomes second nature to them and they are able to really implement the changes suggested. Anxiety is tough, but as you guys say, no one is destined to a life of anxiety if they keep at this. Turnaround is entertaining enough that asking the child to listen again shouldn't be too hard. Each time, though, helps more and more. You all have created something so unique here. There is nothing else like it. Based on the science of research and clinical practice, but turned into a good story, wow, this is going to help a lot of kids.
In the workbook, we have included exercises to strengthen the issues described in the audio program. We deeply hope this program helps your child. Please send us feedback, both positive and negative. What helped, what didn't help, what engaged your child, what caused them to lose interest. We are constantly reviewing and working to improve this program. Your feedback could very well help to change the lives of other children.
We sincerely hope that this program has significantly helped your child. If you found this program helpful, please recommend it to others. We want to help as many kids as possible. Also, visit the website for updates and new products. There you can also be placed on a mailing list that will notify you when we have added additional resources. The website again is www.myanxiouschild.com.
God bless you and your family, and thank you for listening and using Turnaround.